something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Nick tweets at Nick Challens. Nick's at the Panic Bar in Lincoln tonight.
Yes.
One of our friends and listeners in Lincoln goes to see our friend Nick Allen tonight at the Panic Bar. Our buddy John Reap's going to be in the studio later this hour. He's at the Funny Bone this weekend.
Momentarily.
FunnyBoneOmaha.com to see John. And John Corbett, actor John Corbett, phones the next hour. Enjoying some great food from Omaha Tap House. Locations in our town. Eating some hummus, some wings.
The chicken's got a kick to it.
Yes, it does.
That's the Nashville hot.
Yeah.
You taste anything, Craig, today?
A little bit of the bacon fat.
You can taste bacon fat? Good.
Yeah, I can taste meat fat.
Good. That's good.
Let's go to the county fair. Try your luck.
No. You want the worst thing possible for you to taste good.
I'm not kidding. The thing I taste more than anything is fat.
Exactly. That's the worst thing to taste good.
Well, that's where the flavor starts. Well,
that is where the flavor is.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right. But it'd be cool if there was some, you know, miracle out there that you only tasted good, stuff tasted good that was actually good for you.
Right. Broccoli tastes like chocolate.
Exactly.
You crave it.
And you would just be like healthy the rest of your life.
Oh, yeah.
And you just turn away. I don't want that cheeseburger. It tastes like hell. No, it doesn't. It does to me.
It tastes like broccoli used to. Now the broccoli tastes like chocolate.
Pizza? Who wants that? That sucks. Wish we could all get that disease.
Well, that,
not what
yeah.
You had, not what you had. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Eventually, we probably all will.
Yep. Yeah. We'll get a second opinion.
Yeah. We are celebrating National Hot Breakfast Month. We're getting ourselves a hot breakfast today.
Yes, we are. Mm-hmm. Chicken wings.
It's hot.
Yeah. Somebody said bacon.
Oh. Yeah.
Joe America.
Hey.
Hey, good morning.
What's up?
Something happened last weekend that kind of, I'm hoping this can help Craig.
All right.
I went to the home show, and they had little booths and stuff, and now, in my billfold, I carry around a pork rind punch card.
Great band name.
That is a great band name, pork
rind
punch card.
Where do you get the pork rinds, more importantly, but second, how do you get the punch card?
You have a pork rind punch card.
I've got it.
How many punch?
I get nine. If I get nine bags, I get the 10th one free.
Do they make, like, fresh pork rinds?
Apparently at this place. Yeah. Joe knows of a place.
Okay.
And this may be it.
Yeah. Where they'll mail it directly to you, too.
Okay, because the only time
I want to show up minutes after they make it.
I mean, you don't want to have to get up and walk.
I like them.
I would like a fresh pork rind.
Oh, they are great.
Yeah. There's a place in town I know, the restaurant that makes it.
Because the only time I've seen them is, you know, coming out of a bag.
Yeah, I've had them fresh.
Sealed.
You know, Joe, you could be laying there, you know, knock on wood, but say you're laying there having a cardiac situation, and they look through your billfold, and they go, oh, he's got a pork rind. Punch card.
One more and he gets a free bag.
That just says lost cause. Do not resuscitate.
He was two bags away.
The pork rind punch card is a DNR.
Really is. It really is.
Thank you, Joe. That's funny, man. Yeah, I had to sign a DNR or not DNR for the dog.
Like, I would have signed the DNR.
Do you want to resuscitate your dog? Last night.
Do I get out of the bill if she dies on the table?
She didn't laugh when I said that. Last night, you mean? She didn't laugh at that.
Like, she's wrong. Because no. That's funny.
Well, I didn't say it. Because I don't want to get kicked out.
And the dog doesn't have to sign off on that?
Apparently not. Apparently, I am the owner. Man, we talked about you can't call pets. You can't call them your pet. You
well, that's
them.
The latest.
The dog had no idea what a DNR means, so I signed it for.
That's the PETA objection.
Right.
You don't own that dog.
Well, Chloe doesn't have $3,500 in her in a shoebox in her closet.
Her brother wasn't a miser.
Her owner does.
That you know of.
Right.
That's right. Right.
It's a surprise every time.
Yeah. You're just that dog's sugar daddy. You don't own that dog.
Then pay for your own operation.
According to a new study, legalizing medical marijuana leads to fewer and cheaper workers' compensation claims and research published in the academic journal Health Economics.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what the good stuff comes out about this.
Math.
The old white guard is so again it. I'm again it.
This is just coincidence?
No, they did the math.
Couldn't you chalk this up to coincidence?
Well, no, they did the math. They did the study. Researchers from the University of Cincinnati, Ash Blue College, and Temple University concluded that permitting medical cannabis can allow workers to better manage symptoms associated with workplace injuries and illnesses and, in turn, reduce need for workers' compensation. There was an almost 7% decline in claims in states after enacting medical marijuana laws. I said that right.
Yeah.
Workers use marijuana medically, they say, to treat symptoms associated with work-related injuries and illnesses, and that marijuana is effective in reducing symptom burden associated with these ailments.
But it makes my running back slow. I heard that from a coach.
Really?
It's just lame.
That's ridiculous.
No, I don't mean slow. I mean like, you know.
Yeah, not up on them in the meeting rooms because they're just going to show up to practice banked.
Yeah. That's how you keep
scholarship. Maybe when their knees hurt, they're just going to be able to relax a little bit instead of popping pills.
That's it. Instead of pills.
The study reports that expanding access to medical cannabis can, in the workplace, one of the good things includes increasing work capacity among older adults, a reduction in work absences, an improvement in workplace safety, and a reduction in workers' compensation claiming and the pain and suffering associated with workplace injuries.
Facts, schmacks, Craig.
Now, in your instance, Craig, have you noticed marijuana being a help?
He never stopped, though. That's the thing.
Yeah, see, that's the thing with me, too.
He never stopped.
Because I never used marijuana as medicine.
No.
And, yeah, I guess I kind of used
it. You call it daddy's medicine.
As an excuse.
When the kids were small.
Yeah, when I blew up my knee. But I would rather have the edibles and Advil instead of taking the opioids.
Oh, yeah.
The opioids.
Yeah, you guys are a bad test case.
My ass again. Another study found that workplace deaths.
Well, bring them in.
I'm done with them.
Oh,
I mean, I have some left, but I'm done with them.
What kind?
Yeah. Oxy and Hydro.
Probably shouldn't get hooked on that.
No.
You probably shouldn't.
Shut up, stoners.
Did you just stop? That's what I did.
Well, just get high, you'll still be able to poop.
At one point, I just stopped.
At first, I did, and then I figured I'd better wean myself off because I couldn't move.
Right.
Another study found that
and
workplace,
that's saying something.
Yeah. Workplace deaths reduced by 34% 5 years after a state legalized medical marijuana, suggesting easier access could be beneficial in lowering fatal workplace incidents as well.
Wonder why that is.
Maybe everybody's slower? I don't know why.
Yeah, run around, work faster. More accidents, maybe.
You could
be less stressed.
Trace that
stress
to
is a big part of it, yeah.
A number of factors. And it might just be coincidental that, this state happened to have legal.
Well, no, they did the study. These guys are paid to do the studies.
Well, that's more than one state.
What they're saying is, after so long, this happened.
Right.
Consistently.
Or were there test cases in, say, states like ours?
I didn't look at the methodology.
That don't have.
No, this is only in medical marijuana states.
Okay, well, then they need to compare.
Or an alcohol state. Get used to it.
Why would they compare to a non-medical? Because they're talking about, does medical marijuana help? So let's go to states where they have medical marijuana.
Right. Yeah, well, then you go to a state that doesn't, and does the incidence...
Well, they used to not have it there. They compare it to old status.
Yeah, they're comparing it to before and after.
Right, oh, okay. So it's the same thing, right?
Yeah, it's before and after that they're comparing.
Right. I gotcha.
Stoner.
I just think people are a little too quick to praise weed.
Well, they're going before and after here.
I always thought that about God.
Yeah. Oh, they're way too quick for that.
Yeah, the decline in claims in states after enacting medical marijuana laws. Almost 7%. Kentucky's first Black-owned distilling company is moving ahead with plans to open a distillery in Lexington. They started Fresh Bourbon Distilling Company in 2017. They've been producing products for a Hartfield & Company distillery. Now they're building their own $5 million distillery. They've kept the identity of their master distiller secret, but they claim it is the first black person in that role in Kentucky since slavery ended.
The black person in that county?
In that role.
Oh, in the role. Okay. All right.
In that role of being master distiller.
Since slavery ended.
Bourbon Tucky, I think that thing's called. Yeah. Bourbon Tucky is that documentary I'm telling you about?
Neat.
No, there's another one. There's one out there called Bourbon Tucky. Check it out. It's on the Audience Network a lot. It's about the bourbon there. We got old school redneck with us now, man.
They go on the trail.
He's old school, but he's a hip guy.
I've been to the Bourbon Trail.
Yeah.
Many times.
Is it cool to visit that place? I've never been.
It is.
It sounds like a lot of fun, man.
You got to do the ones that aren't that great, like Wild Turkey.
Okay.
Yeah. Go to the Wild Turkey one. That's really good.
That's the one? Okay.
Me and another comedian bud of mine went on that tour, and there was a sweet old lady giving the tour. I want to say she was like 4'1".
Oh, really?
I mean, she was like an old baby Yoda.
Old Yoda.
Oh, just Yoda.
Yeah.
Or
that's just Yoda.
And she was had a sweet Southern accent, and she kept, she was doing the tour, and she talked like this.
Oh,
and then at one point, and she goes, she had an orange vest because we're going to cross the road at one point, and safety first, and all that stuff.
But as you're drinking a Wild Turkey.
Yeah. And I'm like, this is an odd choice for a tour guide.
Right.
But I'm laughing at it. And she kept saying the word bunghole.
Did she really? In what context?
Well, the bunghole is the actual term for the hole in the barrel.
I never knew that.
In which they take out the cork and they test it. You know, it's called the bunghole.
How you not
the
laughing?
The cork is the bung.
Right.
Yes.
I never heard it. To me, it's your butt, obviously.
Well, so that's, my Beavis and Butthead brain is laughing every time.
Every time she
said it like five times.
We were gifted the small oak barrels because people do that as a hobby.
Yeah.
They age whiskey or whatever liquor they choose to in these small oak barrels.
As a small bunghole?
Yeah. As a, like a
one. I got one, too.
Yeah, there's one.
You only need one. She kept saying bunghole. And then at the end of the tour, she asked, was like, any questions? Yeah. And my comedian friend, I was like, don't do that. And then so he raised his hand, and she's still oblivious.
How many people are in this group?
Probably like 30 of us.
Oh, great.
And he goes, how far down into the bunghole should I put my nose to get a good a whiff of the brown liquid? And she simply answered the question.
Did she?
You just waft it. You don't put it in there. And she still had no
clue. Were you giggling
clue.
In the back with
this
guy?
I was on the floor. But, I think a lot of people thought we were kind of picking on her. But it was, you can't say bunghole.
No, you cannot say bunghole.
Bunghole is an everyday work term.
Right.
She's surrounded by bunghole.
She's never seen Beavis and Butthead.
No, but the word bunghole is great. And that question is excellent. How far can I stick my nose down that bunghole to smell the brown liquid?
Because I, too, every day at work, am surrounded by bungholes.
That's right.
Daily.
That's right.
John Reap joins the bunghole crowd today.
Hey, everybody.
When's the last time we've seen you, brother? It's been at least a year, right?
Oh, longer probably than longer than that. At least,
I thought so.
Maybe a year and a half, 2 years, something like that.
I thought so. John Reap's
funny. I come here every time I'm here, but.
I know. I know you do. Well, I know you're here all the time, but it's been a while since we've seen you, so welcome
Thanks
back,
for having man. Me back.
I think it's been at least three.
I was going to say.
Okay, well, maybe three. Yeah, time flies.
The thing about the social media nowadays is you still see what people are doing all the time. So when I don't see you in the studio, I go, I read Reap's Twitter. I know what he's doing, blah, blah, blah. And then I'll send
We're up
you
to
back.
Speed.
Yeah. So welcome back, man.
Thank you.
Good to
Good
see
to
you.
Be back.
Where are you making your home now? You're still living down there, aren't you?
I was living in Los Angeles for 18 years.
Then you went back to your hometown, right?
I just moved back to Hickory, North Carolina.
That's right, Hickory, North Carolina.
Right. Yeah.
Be closer to family or what?
But yeah. Well, it's many reasons. I mean,
you have a grown son. I remember that.
Yes.
He's in his 20s by now, right?
He's 21 now.
Okay.
So I miss my son. I miss my family. The market had changed. My property value went up. It's getting crowded as crazy out there in Los Angeles.
And you can travel where you want to when you have a job.
I'm established. I could leave, and I have a manager and agent. I can record myself in a hotel room for auditions if I need to.
Yeah, how far away from a major airport are you?
About an hour from Charlotte. Okay. Charlotte Douglas International Airport's right there. Yeah. And then my dad had a stroke. That was the big one.
Is he okay?
He's paralyzed on his left side. Oh, he's in a skilled nursing facility, and we're
Is your mom still around?
Yep. So mom's there every day. We got him at a place, and not too far from the house. But she's up there every day. She has glaucoma and brittle bones. And
what's it like besides the family? I mean, you were in LA what, 16 years?
18 years.
And I know you kept your sensibilities about you, but the fact is, you moved back and you got old school homies going, and they're just not in touch, right?
It's so weird.
Yeah.
I am a 47-year-old divorced, single white man who lives with his mother. Ladies! Come get it!
Is your ex still back in the area?
No, thank God. My ex was from Missouri. So, okay. And I think she stayed in L.A. I came back. But no, it's funny seeing like
old She's not the mom of your son, though.
No, that's a different girl. Yeah, right. Trish. But it's fun seeing old exes.
Because
I left Hickory to go to Raleigh first.
And that was when you were probably, 18?
Yeah, so I've not lived in Hickory in 26 years.
How big is Hickory population?
Probably 75,000.
Okay, so big enough, but you're running into people you haven't seen. Girls you knew in high school.
Were the girl born there? Went to high school there the whole bit?
Yeah, okay. Born and raised, high school, big into church camps. I went to community college there for 2 years before I went to NC State. So from 0 to 20, I was there.
Right.
Now I'm 47.
Yeah,
but
and you're all worldly guy, been around the world, and you do comedy, and you've been on movies and TV.
Yeah.
So do you get that crap?
It's
that
fun.
Big shot,
it's fun going back
home.
Yeah, right.
That's it.
Hey, look at him. Oh, look at him. Here comes Hollywood. Woo!
Wow. Because you look, at John him. Looks Hollywood.
Look at his teeth all white and shiny. Thinks he's too good. Oh, Hollywood's got a smartphone. Guess he's better than us. You don't need a cord. So it's like that mentality. But it was fun running into an ex, the girl who broke my heart.
Okay.
Her name is Dawn. She broke up with me.
What, high school, 17, something?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Broke your heart.
Broke my heart.
Pop your cherry?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
That too.
You did.
Popped it and broke it.
Popped it when we didn't know what we were doing.
Got it.
And neither one of us were good at it.
Right.
So then the next day, she broke up with me because I obviously wasn't good at it.
Yeah. It was the
so
next
she's
day.
She's like, well, it's him. It's not me. It must be him.
Right.
And broke up with me. I'm like, and that devastated me.
Of course it did.
And then years passed.
You thought about it for years.
Years passed. I've done well. I was married, divorced. I'm fine.
Yeah.
I know how to do it now. I'm better at it.
Yes, you are.
And I run into her at a bar in Hickory.
And it was like... Yeah, and seen her in public, in person, in 20-some years.
Right.
Did she hold up?
No. No.
Did that go?
I mean, she still had a pretty face.
Okay.
She was curvy.
Yeah.
Than normal?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, she was way skinnier back then, but...
Okay.
Still, she had a power over me.
Of course she did.
Right. You know what I mean? Because it just stuck in my crawl forever.
So did you make up for that lost time?
So we had some drinks, and we caught up, and I told her, I just was honest. I was like, I want a redo.
Yeah.
I want a redo.
Was she married?
I know exactly what to do now.
Okay. I've learned.
Yeah. And so we're all set for a redo. But
right.
We
I know how to waft the bunghole.
So you haven't done it yet?
No.
Because
in the meantime, I met another girl that I actually like way better. That would have been a revenge.
Of course it would have been.
Yeah. So, no, we never did do it.
She may have decided.
That's probably the better thing, though, except you probably wanted to do it.
Yeah.
Man,
part of me wants to, but what if I screw up again?
You
because
might,
my window,
not as hot.
My window of awesomeness has passed. I'm a Tubby Keith song at this point.
But you still want a shot of redemption.
Just one shot.
Yeah.
One shot.
I'm not as good as I once was. I'm as good once as I ever was. That's the Tubby Keith song.
I like that. It is Tubby Keith song right there. So you're actually... So you met somebody else you like from that area or
yeah,
on
from
the road
area.
Somewhere?
Yeah, okay. From that. So I have a girlfriend now named Jody.
Good. And you were good from the start?
With Jody, yes.
Yeah,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, we're good. Yeah, she's age appropriate. You know what I mean? Like I'm 47, she's 42.
Perfect.
Yeah.
But how late? How?
She's the oldest girl I've ever dated, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you always gone younger?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But at least by 10 years or 11.
No problem with that.
My wife was 11 years younger than me. Then after that, I met a girl that was 15 years younger than me.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's what was attracted to me.
Yeah.
You know?
That's right. You took...
He's very mature.
Whatever came towards
girls
you.
Girls my age didn't make any moves. They were a little pissed about life in general. Yeah. So they didn't like me. But the younger ones that did.
Everybody loves John. John Reeve.
I love everybody. Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
What is Hickory, North Carolina famous for? for?
I know Hickory used to be the furniture capital of the world.
That's okay. Right. They make furniture.
I like thought it. Some famous NASCAR guy was born there.
Well, you got, yeah, it's home to Winston Cup champion Dale Jarrett.
Oh. Jarrett's from there. Okay.
Eric Church, the country singer, yeah, from there. Right. Madison Bumgarner, the baseball pitcher.
And John Reap, the comedian.
And the pig from Green Acres.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Arnold is from?
No, Zsa Zsa Gabor.
Oh. Save it for the stage.
You walked into that one. You
walked I did. Into that. I did. I, you're right. That's on me. That's. I was going to yell at you, but that's on me. Dick. I'll show you my bunghole.
Okay.
Go on the break.
Waft it over here.
John Reap with us. Colleen's over there.
Woo.
Come on back. Dick.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.